At the Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump meet Tuesday night on a stage in Philadelphia for their high-stakes presidential debate.
The two candidates will be face-to-face for the very first time.
These debates are the only opportunities during campaigns to have these candidates within the same space, seeing them react to each other.
Political analyst Amy Dacey says what Harris needs to do:
set out some of her policy priorities. And also, she's got to set a clear contrast with Donald Trump,
who she says,
I don't think he can do his usual platitudes or personal attacks he likes to do. I think people really need to understand what's his vision.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Residents of Terrebonne Parish in Louisiana are making and laying sandbags as a tropical storm approaches that'll be a hurricane by the time it gets to the Gulf Coast. Kim Chauvin lives in the parish on Louisiana's coast.
We're always nervous after Ida, and so it's very fresh in our memories of what we've gone through with Ida. So people are taking it serious.
The storm's forecast to make landfall Wednesday afternoon. Days of triple-digit temperatures have fed a wildfire in the foothills of a national forest east of Los Angeles. About 6,000 people have fled their homes. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
The fire is creating its own unpredictable weather system amid triple-digit heat.
It's really giving us a run for our money.
Brent Pasqua is with Cal Fire.
What is the biggest challenge facing firefighters right now?
So the biggest challenge is the unknown. We can't predict if it's going to head to the west or the east.
Another wildfire in Northern California has burned at least 30 structures.
The man suspected of shooting and wounding five people on an interstate in Kentucky reportedly sent chilling texts to a woman less than 30 minutes before the shooting. CBS's Christian Benavides has details from the arrest warrant for Joseph Couch.
The text read in part, "I'm going to kill a lot of people, well, try at least," and another message saying, "I'll kill myself afterwards."
We're learning more about missed warning signs in the days and months before last week's deadly shooting at a high school in Georgia. Police video shows the accused gunman and his father being questioned last year about threats he allegedly made online. CBS's Mark Strassman has that.
He knows the seriousness of weapons and what they can do and how to use them and not use them.
It's May 2023. A deputy is questioning Colin Gray and his son Colt Gray about an online threat made against a school. The teen denies making it.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to, you know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had 5, most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky here in the overnight with light south winds and temperatures in the upper 50s at daybreak. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a couple of sprinkles, or perhaps a very light shower in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author, comedian Roger Rittenhouse, who will discuss his new book, Big Techs, and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison drops by to discuss their upcoming slate.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Welcome back. Let's do a speed round so we can clear the board. We've had a lot of activity today. Really appreciate it. A lot of wisdom, a lot of smarts, a lot of ideas, a lot of thinking. What are the things you think need to most happen in the debate? What do you want to have happen? What questions might you have for the universe or for me? And what do you predict might happen that I might want to respond to or that we might want to respond to? Let us go to Dana from Idaho. You're on the air, Dana. Dana, can you hear me? All right, Dana, we'll come on back to us if you get back to us. Jerry, we had. Let's go to Bob from Cardiff. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good morning, good morning. Is that a dog in the background?
It sure is, and he doesn't like it when I first start talking on the phone. He's jealous that I'm talking to somebody else.
I understand. What kind of dog you got?
Just a little white mutt, about 25 pounds.
All right. Somebody I was talking to said they had a it was a Scottish country dog, and I said, what's a Scottish country dog? And they said, well, that's a mutt. That's just a dog that nobody knows what kind of dog it is, and so it's a dog you find in the country. It's made out of all kinds of different dogs, but anyway, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no offense to breeders, but as long as it doesn't have a doodle behind its name, I like dogs, basically.
There you go.
Okay, that's not what I called about, though. Okay, I've been in courtrooms, and I've heard all these suggestions about Kamala being too happy and this and that.
Yeah.
And I've never heard a prosecutor laughing, joking, smiling.
Interesting.
Whatever, and if she would just put that prosecutor face on, which wouldn't be phony, because, I mean, she's been a prosecutor, pretty serious one from time to time. And if she would give that attitude, you know, where you're not mean to that client or the defendant, but you're not laughing and joking when you're trying to put him in jail for 20 years or something. Mm-hmm. And just, I know she's got that in her, and I've seen good and bad lawyers in courtrooms. And I've never seen a one that laughed and smiled.
I really appreciate this because I blithely nodded when we had at least one call, I think a couple, saying, well, we got to laugh at him, you know, do the sort of Biden thing. I mean, Biden did it, I think it was pretty effective. But you've offered an alternative view. I want to chew on that, but I find myself nodding at what you had to say also, Bob, because it is sort of serious, and everybody just imagine it for a while. So I'll just say, rather than offering a final view, it'll be an interesting thing to watch, and I'm sure that's something they're talking about, right? Because laughter is something she does, but what does she laugh at? And again, from my school of thought, the hard part really is trying to go to the most honest thing. And maybe the honest thing is, for her, she laughs at stuff that's worth laughing at, which tends to be sort of human stuff, tends to be things actually related to joy. But then when things are serious, maybe she doesn't laugh. And a lot of this is going to be serious. So, all right, Bob, I appreciate that call very much.
Yeah, and what was the name of that dog again? I got to remember that so I can
I believe it was Scott. I know it was Country Dog. I think it was Scottish Country Dog, but I know it was Country Dog. And just because, I guess you could come up with your own country. Like you could say it's a California Country Dog. You could say it's a Cardiff Country Dog. You could pick whatever geography you choose.
I know. My daughter works in animal rights and has for 30 years.
Nice.
And as long as there's not a doodle in there.
It's all right.
You can deal with it.
All right, Bob. Appreciate it.
So, okay, well, thank you for what you're doing there, Jeff.
Be well. Let's go to Mike from Hope Sound. You're on the air.
Jeff, let me know if you can hear me because it's a little scratchy on my end. Okay. Here's what I want to hear in the debate, which is getting me a little annoyed because the one litmus test that I use is immigration. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the Trump immigration policy along with Stephen Miller to abduct children from their parents?
It included that.
Okay. Is there anything that else needs to be said?
Yeah, honestly, I think there probably are a few other things that need to be said, but that's one of the things that should be said.
Well, you know, the taking of children from parents was done by a certain group of people in the last century. And I want to remind every American who calls himself a religious or a Christian that if you vote for that, then you're not religious and you're not a Christian.
I appreciate
it. I guarantee that Kamala Harris's immigration policy will not involve kidnapping children.
There you go. So, Mike, I appreciate that. Yeah, and we know, like, what did I see just the other day that really resonated with me? It's like, if the current right-wing political evangelical movement, and I don't say evangelical first because that it's not its first value, right-wing political evangelical movement, if they actually valued, if they actually prioritized, actually believed in, if they actually embraced the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, first of all, they would love the stranger. And second of all, they wouldn't have rejected Jimmy Carter and embraced Donald Trump. It's laughable if it weren't so tragic. But I want to say something about immigration. So the thing I want to say about immigration is I'm playing Monday morning quarterback, but this way it's sort of pre-Monday morning that. Here's what I might say if I were Kamala Harris, I think how I would advise dealing with the kids in cages. And so I don't lose that, I'll say that line. I think the line would be something like, we can have a strong border policy without locking kids in cages. I think if you said that line so that you're emphasizing part of the, that you're trying to find this combination of humanity and rule of law. That's what you're trying to do. And to be able to say, we can have a strong border policy without locking kids in cages. I think that's a boom, boom. The other thing I would do is I would make clear, Donald Trump doesn't care about the rule of law. He breaks it. He doesn't care about crime. He commits them. So do his team members, and then he pardons them. Trump doesn't care about the border. He cares about politicizing the border. When there was a bipartisan bill, he actively killed the bill. He chanted, build a wall. What he cared about was the chant, not the wall. He didn't build it. We know who he is. That's why voters rejected him. And that's why we need to turn the page. And then I think this interchange gave me my capper sentence on that one, which would be something like, we can have strong border policy without putting kids in cages. I think that would be a winning combo of an immigration message, which could help her win the immigration debate. Holy mackerel, I appreciate this time. Can we switch cameras? Let's go to Mike. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. And I want to thank you for also the two tones that run through your program, the integrity and the authenticity. Thank you so much for that. Keep it going. I have a strategy for Kamala today that I think will be very, very effective. You were recently talking with a fellow about strategies for good speech writing. Here is a strategy for very effective debating. Trump has a mastery of getting people to hook into his words. If Kamala will just back off a little bit, instead of paying attention to his words, which is a content, have her pay attention to his process. In other words, point out to the audience and to Trump and to the moderators what he is doing with the questions. And if they ask a question that's, let's say it's about Ukraine, and he deflects and goes off to talk about NATO not paying their bills, then Kamala should say, look, Mr. Trump, the question was about Ukraine, and here now you've diverted to talk about NATO. So let's keep the focus on the question.
No, I appreciate it, Mike. And I think the if the moderators don't really moderate, if they don't fact check, if they don't hold people to account, then I do think that Kamala will have an additional piece of work to do, and I anticipate her needing to do that, which is being her own moderator, being her own sort of process regulator. I appreciate it, Mike. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. It's debate tomorrow. We're digging into it. We're coming up with some good stuff. I hope we can get a summary to the debate prep team, because we got some smart things to say.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. It's cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food, air quotes, is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula, Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food, and you will love that it's the healthiest, best food for them. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to heaven.
You come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show.
Let's go back. Bring your facts and your fight. Let's go to Jeff from Portland, Oregon. I tend to like Jeff's from Portland, Oregon. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, happy Monday, Jefferson. It was a pleasure to talk with you, and my best thoughts for your dad. I enjoyed your interview with Jeff Chesel from the West Wing, and I strongly concur with his advice for her not to overprepare, to keep it simple, as they say. You know, let's remember, this guy's presidency was an unmitigated disaster, with hundreds of thousands of Americans unnecessarily dying because of his complete incompetence and ignorance and with the pandemic. And no one in their right mind wants to go back to those dark days. And Jeff, you know, whether it's gun violence, climate change, affordable housing, child care, health care, et cetera, the convicted felon has no plan. He's a wannabe emperor with no clothes. And last thing, it's not often that doing the right thing is also the politically expedient thing to do. But I think in this case, in the case with Gaza, I think if Kamala Harris breaks with Biden's policy of unconditional aid to Israel, it'll boost her campaign. And there's a good piece by James Zogby on Common Dreams today, advocating for that. Your thoughts, Jeff?
Yeah, I like your quick litany. I like all those, and I would agree. And if I the school shooting thing, if we're thinking about exurban voters, thinking about suburban voters, thinking about what democracy needs, then I think each of those are pretty powerful. How would you, say more about how you would address or not address the pandemic? Say more about how you would deal with that.
Well, all I know, Jefferson, is if that happened under Obama or name your Democratic president, that would be an albatross that would be hung around our party's neck for the next 50
forever.
Years.
Forever.
Yes. And so how does someone, you know, completely erase that, which only happened, you know, a few years ago, how can they completely erase that and act like nothing happened and you know that they want to make America great again? I mean, it boggles my mind, and we can't let them get away with that. I mean,
yeah, I appreciate that, man. No, it's not the first time you've done it, but I am influenced by I use the word zeitgeist, I'll use it again, by the overall discourse, the overall discussion, the mainstream media impacts the sort of dominant discussion, let's call it that, the dominant discussion impacts all of us. And it is remarkable, it is worthy of remarking, that somehow it's not swept under the rug, it's just not delved into, it's not, we're not reminded that a million people died under COVID, under that dude's watch. And somehow it doesn't even end up in the top five most important crimes he committed, most important failures he engaged in, most important things he's wrong about or evil because of. And I think it does merit being in the top five. It should be, at least in its own, disqualifying in and of itself. Here's how I would bring it up. Here's how my thought, and I think it's similar to what I thought about when immigration came up, like a line, something like where you embed the attack within a value statement. Right. So it's we can have a strong border policy without putting kids in cages. We can have a strong economy without giving tax giveaways to the very richest Americans. We can have safe communities without as many kids getting gunned down in schools. And to embed it in a broader argument. So not just make it like COVID, ha ha, guns in schools, ha ha. But connect it to a deeper argument. And it's an interesting question what the deeper argument there would be. I think it's that Donald Trump is bad at the job. I think he's not good at running government. He doesn't believe in it. He's not smart. He's not disciplined. He's not empathic or empathetic. He doesn't really care. He's got all the wrong motives. He's got all the wrong skills. He's got all the wrong values. He's just really bad at the job. So a line something like a million people died from COVID under your watch because you are bad at this job, I think would be, so you're not saying, ah, COVID, ha-ha, but using that as a evidence point, as a crucial disqualifying evidence point for why that dude is unqualified. Jeff, take the last word.
Well, I agree. I think, you know, like I said, you know, keeping it simple, you know, incompetence, ignorance, you know, he has no resume. I mean, the resume he has is one of utter failure. And you know, and she should also, you know, she's brought a lot of joy and enthusiasm to the campaign. She shouldn't lose that either. So thanks, Jeff. And let's hope for the best tomorrow night.
Indeed. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to try, anybody who's in the queue now, I'm going to try to get to all your calls. That might require doing a speed round. Really appreciate the wisdom and engagement today. Tell me back tomorrow. I'm Jefferson Smith. Debate day tomorrow. It's a big one.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Speed round coming up next. Last thoughts, including anybody have questions about the debate, including our women callers.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief, Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump will face off in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Political analyst Amy Dacey says Trump has to stick to policy.
I don't think he can do his usual platitudes or personal attacks he likes to do. I think people really need to understand what's his vision. I don't think it was set out during the convention. I don't think it was set out in that first debate.
Louisianans are preparing for the arrival of a hurricane Wednesday. WWL-TV reporter Eleanor Tabone is in Houma, about 60 miles southwest of New Orleans.
But I'm out here just doing sandbags for other people. Probably bagged about 500.
Residents who aren't in flood zones are picking up shovels to help those who are at risk of flooding.
We're always nervous after Ida.
Firefighters are struggling to get a large wildfire under control about 20 miles south of Reno, Nevada. Truckee Meadows Fire Chief Charles Moore.
This fire is far from being out. It is still burning in heavy timber.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Wisconsin-raised eggs are subject to a recall. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Salmonella outbreak has gotten more than 60 people sick. And Centers for Disease Control and Prevention staff say these eggs came from a Wisconsin farm. Officials say they're from Milo's Poultry Farm in Bonduelle, that's north of Green Bay. The cartons were sold in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under the labels Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Democrats are literally going to new heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states on Saturday. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he's embraced some of its key ideas, like eliminating the Federal Department of Education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What the show Friends brought in comedy, it lacked in diversity, according to actor Adam Goldberg. The Saving Private Ryan actor played Chandler's roommate Eddie for three episodes. Goldberg, who is Jewish, said the lack of diversity on TV at the time was insane and says he was a Friends snob because of this and declined the role when first offered. In retrospect, he said he is proud to be part of the show's legacy and loved working with the late Matthew Perry. If Springsteen fans are wondering why the boss's bandmate and wife, Patti Scalfa, has been on again, off again since 2018, it's because she revealed she's been battling blood cancer. The information was revealed during a documentary that premiered at the Toronto Film Festival about the boss called Road Diary. The 71-year-old Scalfa joined the E Street Band in 1984 and married Springsteen in 1991. Road Diary will be available to stream on Hulu and Disney October 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky here in the overnight with light south winds and temperatures in the upper 50s at daybreak. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a couple of sprinkles, or perhaps a very light shower in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently 59 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday. That means what's grinding our gears. We'll ask you what's worse and so much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Unique Berberine is the only berberine shown to exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine, plus 15% off. Go to superberine.com, enter promo code Tom. That's superberine.com, code Tom. We're back. Let's do a speed round so we can get through to everybody. We have all these wonderful folks who've been participating. Want to make sure that we get through to everybody. Let's go to David. And particularly would like to hear, what do you think? So I think this election will be decided by everybody who votes. And if Kamala Harris wins, it will be both because of, it will be because of women voters, I think. If I were going to put a, not just approximate cause, not just a but-for cause, but approximate cause, but a who will get the credit, I think it will be women voters. Not just women voters, but I'd give them the credit that will help bring in our first woman president. Therefore, issues that are important to everybody, all Americans, including women, will be really important. So in our last bit, we're going to women listeners who have, want to make sure there are issues that are brought up, including, that doesn't have to just be women's right to choose, to be clear. We'd love to hear from you. Want to hear from all the folks, hear your thoughts, all of our listeners, anybody who has the ability to call in and be heard. If you got a question to ask, or how, for instance, how should we deal with a particular issue, or if you have a thought, something you hope or predict to see. Let's go to David from San Francisco, where Kamala Harris used to live.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Jeff. I had public service as the lead thing that I wanted to talk about in this, and as you're talking about the demographics that should support Kamala, don't underestimate what they call the Stockholm Syndrome. Like abused women who are going to be forced to either not vote or, you know, the old man is looking over her shoulder when she marks it down. So we've got to protect the abused women in this. And but there is a demographic that should be covered, and that's the poor MAGA slaves. And when you start thinking of Kamala's opportunity in this debate to do some public service of billions of dollars worth of advantage to the poor MAGA slaves and the abused of America, that would be to serve summonses on Trump. He's been able to escape summonses being served on him by the Secret Service. Every time any process server comes near him, they get shunted off to the side and he escapes again. And if she were to come out with a wheelbarrow full of summonses, she's a court officer. She's a person that has been, you know, attributed to have integrity. And, you know, just thinking about all of the cities that Donald Trump has given speeches in, he's rented their stadiums, he's rented their halls, he's come into various places in various towns. He ostensibly rented them, but he never paid. Mm-hmm. So he's a deadbeat in their own loyal towns.
Yeah.
And those towns are going broke because he left them with COVID. He left them with damage.
And do you think how do you think that rises to the level of if she's going to keep it focused and deal with the most important stuff? Do you think that rises to the most important stuff, or how do you think it does?
You mean what good would it do?
No.
Well, just
No. I think lots of things would do some good. I'm saying, do you think, would you put that, if you had a top five list or top three list or the top 10 list, would you put that in your top three, your top five, your top 10?
You mean of all those summonses?
No. I'll try to explain better, David. I'm sorry. So she will have to make choices about what she brings up. She won't be able to talk about everything. Do you think the summonses go, and I appreciate the pronunciation, do you think they rise to the level? She'll be able to bring somewhere between three and 20 things, right? Some things she'll be able to bring up more than once. Some things she'll have to deal with because they'll get brought up whether she wants them or not. But the things that she can choose to bring up, do you think it rises to the level, those summonses rise to the level of some of the most important things? And if it does, how?
Well, for example, the infrastructure. You know, we the people own this country. On election day, we ostensibly hire a guy or a woman to manage our property.
Yeah.
Did that person in the past mismanage our property?
Yeah.
Does Kamala promise to actually repair and keep steady our management of our property?
Yeah.
Then you get into those summonses about That's whether or not All that right. hall had to be specially cleaned after his COVID events.
Yeah.
Did the wreckage from
and did you mean actually an actual wheelbarrow, or were you being colorful?
No, I'm not colorful. It's in real terms, there are probably tens of thousands of summonses.
Yeah, I don't think they allow props. I love the prop thing, but I think that's part of the debate rules.
Well, that shouldn't be deemed as props, but she may
a wheelbarrow
to. Well, if in the stage, she doesn't actually bring that wheelbarrow on, but she.
Well, that was my question. My question is whether there would be an actual wheelbarrow.
Well, the actual summons, it's an opportunity to serve a summons on him. While they're waiting backstage, she could do it.
Well, you're saying she's going to be the summons server? She's going to hand him a summons, or she's going to bring a wheelbarrow? I'm just trying to understand, David.
Well, as far as the Secret Service is concerned, they've
right.
been excluding people from the ability to serve these summonses. But she, as former
she can get past it.
Attorney,
all right, now I understand.
She, as former attorney general,
would you do it in a wheelbarrow? Answer the question. Play my game with me a little bit, David. Would she? Would you? Are you suggesting she actually use a wheelbarrow backstage, or are you not suggesting use an actual wheelbarrow?
Well, it may need to be a pallet load.
All right, we'll let that be the last word. Thank you, David. Let's go to Randy. Randy debates. How should we evaluate them?
Hey there. Yeah, in the past, all these debates have been reviewed after the fact as kind of an entertainment perspective.
Yeah.
Debates are supposed to be structured arguments. So
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe it would help if we developed a debate rubric where we talk ahead of time and dominate the narrative afterwards as to who won, what arguments were the most strong, who dodged the number of questions and that kind of thing. For example, if somebody answered the question on, if they both answered the question on immigration, you give the person who you think won 1 point.
Yep.
If they dodge the question, you give them a -1 point. If they lie, you give them a -1 point.
Yep.
And at the end, you'll end up a numeric value for how each person did. And I think we should
love this
all over the place, Democratic Underground, everything. And, no longer look at debates as just political edutainment.
No, so
it's much more important than entertainment.
Randy, I will say, I have said this earlier today. I'll say it to you as well. I think you're a damn genius. So I really like this idea that the challenge of having no criteria for evaluation is that it ends up being evaluated however people want to evaluate it, which tends to be evaluating it so that the person you wanted to win anyway is the person you think did better. And that happens explicitly, and it also happens unconsciously. Having a scoring mechanism, an evaluation rubric,
wouldn't fundamentally change that, but it might help guide the discussion a little bit. For instance, imagine this. I heard the way you would do it. Here's the way I might do it, just as part of the discussion. Have a set of criteria, a set of scores. You'd have a truth score, right? How many times they lied versus didn't. And you could actually score it. Lie came up with five, so they could be 20% each. You could score up to 100 each, and then you compare them. You could also just say, who won the truth score? You could have a relevance score. Do they discuss this stuff and give answers that were really relevant? An argument score. This is sort of your rhetorician score. You also have a responsiveness score. Did they answer the question? Wouldn't that be interesting? If there were, in fact, somebody who was scoring responsiveness, would that help candidates, help make it more likely that candidates were, in fact, responsive? And then finally, you could still have an entertainment score. But have it not only be about that. Have it not only be people who are trying to get in, I don't know, jabs or whatever, without them being relevant or responsive or truthful. I like that idea. Let's go to Tina.
Yep.
Tina, you're on the air from Pittsburgh.
Hi. Pittsburgh, yep. Is Kamala allowed to ask convict Trump any questions on the debate tomorrow night?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say that again. Is Kamala what?
Is she allowed to ask him any questions tomorrow night?
It's a good question. I think that they, in the debate rules that I saw, I don't remember seeing a question in there, but she can absolutely, because sometimes that's, in fact, scripted for, like, now is the time for you to ask each other a question. That might be in there, don't quote me, but regardless, she is absolutely allowed in her answer to include a question, rhetorical or otherwise. But so let's imagine, of course she can. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the question. I hope somebody gets to ask, what does Project 2025 mean by this? And if you give me 1 second, I want all of your listeners to hear what Project 2025 wants to do. Give me 1 second. And people are going to shiver in the...
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But,
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. It's cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. And that's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food, and you'll love that it is the healthiest, best dog food ever for them. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. George is a go-go boy. All right. We are on the air. Let's go to speed round for the folks who are here, and then we will wrap for the big, big finish. You each got about 20 seconds. Buck, you're on the air.
Hello?
Buck, you're on the air. We got speed round.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think there's something that can be said near the end of the debate that, you know, we all have a conscience. We all know right and wrong. And this, to this effect, that this election comes down, beside all the differences, it boils down to character, integrity, and values. And when you go in that ballot box, you know, you need to evaluate character, integrity, and values. And who you choose also is a reflection of who you are as a person.
That last point, Buck, is so important. Who you vote for is a reflection of who you are. Absolutely true. Jerry, you're on the air. Oh, Jerry? Lost Jerry. Hunter, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jefferson. I think we should have a roast for Trump with a bunch of female comedians and political people and activists like Cher and Barbara Streisand and Chelsea Handler, and have a roast on the Day of the Dead just before the election. Just roast him. He hates being made fun of, especially by women.
I like your idea, Hunter. I like your idea.
That was my speed round. Can I go on?
let's go to I better get to Floyd and Steve before we wrap. Floyd.
Hi. Yes. A couple points. First of all,
we got time for one and a half.
I do. Okay, yes. Why is it that all these people believe in Donald Trump so blindly? Secondly, everything he says is code, cult words to his followers, and that's very important to get across, that he's not talking regular English. He's talking to his followers. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And Steve, big, big finish. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Two things I want to hear in the debate. I want to hear Kamala say, you can call me Kamala, you can call me Kamala, you can call me whatever you want, just spell it right on the ballot. The second thing I wanted to hear her say is, no, Donald. No, Donald, that's not what my administration is going to do. No, Donald, you cannot do that as president. No, Donald, that's what the Congress is supposed to do. No, Donald, that's what I want to hear her say.
I like both those lines. I like both those lines. You can call me anything you want as long as I'm not late for dinner, right? You can call me anything you want. You can pronounce whatever you want as long as you get it right on the ballot. That's cool. And no, Donald. No, Donald is a good one. It also reminds people maybe a little subtly that he's kind of a child.
He's a child.
Steve.
You treat him like one.
Thank you so much. So I want to say thank you. Tom, back tomorrow. Some of the discussion today was about what should happen tomorrow, what will happen, what to predict, what needs to happen. One of the big ones we didn't cover, the economy. It's going to come up. It's important. Here's what I hope is said, something like it. Jobs are up. The stock market is up. Gas prices are now down. After recovering from the Trump crises, inflation is down. We have a record-breaking infrastructure bill. Interest rates are improving. We had a CHIPS Act to put us back on top technologically. We have a record number of jobs. Donald Trump saw a net drop in jobs, and the only people who benefited in Trump's economy were the richest people in America, who he gave tax giveaways. That I think if we can highlight some of the key stuff and get it back to values, that's a big one. I liked the focus thoughts. I liked the fun turns of phrase. We went through a lot of that stuff. The other big question was, does it matter? Should she show up? We considered. Why tactically and strategically it makes sense for her to be there. She needs to introduce herself to the American people. We shouldn't have expectations too high. It's just a debate. And the rules are set up. He won the last battle of rules discussion so that he could have things kind of how he wanted. We shouldn't have our expectations too high. But we should acknowledge that it matters, that how we decide who the president should be matters. And one of the reasons I appreciate this program, why I appreciate this community, is that figuring out how we build community, how we build discussion, how we have discourse that hopefully is answers focused, that is values focused, is solutions focused, that isn't only the Super Bowl, isn't only football, isn't only Netflix, isn't only Prime Video, but is in fact democracy, that matters. Do I think it'll decide the election? No, I don't. Do I think it'll decide a whole lot of minds? Maybe a few. But you all matter. This discussion matters. Democracy matters. Tommy back with you tomorrow. And thank you so much for putting up with me. We'll be back.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
As the fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty.
Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Hans Breitenmoser helps us with a little manure 101. There's a lot to know about finding the right balance between good crops and dirty water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored